be. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to this week's Tarbiyah lesson. So today, inshallah ta'ala, we're going to be talking about something very interesting that pertains to every single one of you. Choosing friends. You know, sometimes you grow up and we don't even need to choose them. They're kind of like imposed on us, right? They're our cousins, they're our friends from the masjid, they're people we just grew up around in class, in school, in the soccer team, in the basketball team. But guess what? There is going to come a time, even if you didn't have to choose friends yet, you will have to choose friends someday. So I want to go over some ways that we could choose good friends for ourselves, inshallah, that would benefit us in this dunya, in this life, and in the afterlife, inshallah ta'ala. So what is a friend? I want you guys to ask yourself this. You say friend. Okay, oh, a friend is somebody I could play with, could laugh with, someone that understands me, someone that wants to play with me and I want to play with them, someone that has the same interests as me. So many different answers, right? But I want to ask you another question now. Instead of thinking of what a friend is, I want you to think of what are the qualities you need to have or a friend needs to have in order for you to be their friend. What do they have to be like? So many different qualities, right? You'd say, oh, they have to have a good family, go to the masjid, inshallah, pray their five prayers. Inshallah, you're all praying your five prayers. You know, they teach you something good when you meet them. They never push you to do bad things. These are good qualities that we should have in our friends, right? Because our friends shouldn't be bad influences on us. Nobody wants a friend that's a bad influence. Nobody wants a friend that makes you feel bad. And that's why when you're making friends, you never want to make a friend that puts you down. You never want to make a friend that always makes fun of you or calls you by a name that you don't like to be called. You don't want to make a friend out of somebody that tries to tell you to do things that would get you in trouble, or that would make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala displeased of you. No, nobody wants a friend like that. So you have to really be careful as to how you choose your friends, because it's not only going to impact your life and how happy you are, but it's going to impact even your afterlife on the Day of Judgment. Did you know that on the Day of Judgment, there would be people on the tall, tall pulpits of light? Imagine everyone's in the darkness of the Day of Judgment after Allah resurrects them from death and is about to judge them. There are people that are going to be in the midst of a tall pulpit of light. You know who those people are? They're the friends that loved each other for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whenever they met for something that's good, something that's pleasing to Allah. And whenever they left and they separated for something that's good and for something that's pleasing to Allah. That is the type of friend we need to invest in. Because on the Day of Judgment, everyone's going to run away from everyone except for the friends. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, Al-akhillau ba'duhum yawma idhin ba'duhum li ba'din aduun illa al-muttaqim. The closest friends will be like their enemies on that day, except for the ones who are pious and righteous. Those God-fearing friends are going to be together even on the Day of Judgment. SubhanAllah. So we need to invest in good friends. Guess what? The Rasulullah also told us that on the Day of Judgment, some people would be in paradise and some people would be in the hellfire. And the people in paradise would say, Ya Allah, our good friends, they didn't do that good. They were perhaps committing sin and we didn't know about it. But we're in Jannah and our Jannah can't be complete without our friends. And you know what Allah will tell the people of Jannah? Okay, go to the hellfire and take your friends out and I will forgive them. So imagine a good friend can even be someone who saves you from the hellfire. So that's why we got to look for this good friend. right? You'll never, ever, ever settle for a bad friend, because they can be the reason that we end up in a bad place. We seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from that. So go ahead, choose your good friends, inshallah ta'ala. Choose somebody that lifts you up. Choose somebody that teaches you. Choose somebody that gives you moral support, that makes you happy, that gets you closer to Allah. Somebody that you know from the masjid. Somebody that you're related to, that reminds you of good even. Somebody that you know from school, wherever it is, inshallah. As long as they are good people and they remind you to do good things, then they are the friends you want to have around you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما.